out of the night.
Out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind to tell another story of man's battle with fate. A true story tonight of a ghastly crime and its amazing sequel. Unbelievable, but true.
It's my fault, leaving them there. If ever I lay hands on him,
a small, prosperous town in the West Australian wheat belt. There in 1930 lived Mr. and Mrs. Jack Smith, a young couple with a year-old baby. They ran a small farm with one hired hand, a big, rather silent fellow in his early 20s, named Bill Halbert. Halbert was a stranger to the district and didn't get around much. People used to wonder a lot about him, and whenever Jack Smith went to town, friends used to ask questions about his employee. He was down at the local pub one day, having come into town to pick up the mail, when he ran into one of his friends.
What's it to be?
I'll have a pot, thanks, Charlie.
Two pots, Flora.
How's that young hand of yours getting on, Jack? Albert, or whatever his name is.
All right.
Still as good a worker as when he started with you?
I suppose he is. Funny thing is, he's getting a bit hard to handle. You can't say two words to him, but what he does is block.
I thought you said he was a quiet sort of bloke.
So he was at first, but just lately he's been getting a bit too big for his boots. He gives the liquor a bit of a lash on the quiet now and then, you know. Next day you've got to humour him like a kid or he flies into the most fearful rages.
Yeah. How's the wife like that?
Well, she's been getting the breeze up a bit lately. Can't say I blame her. I get a bit nervous myself sometimes. He's such a hulking big bloke. I wouldn't be in the race if he took a crack at me.
It's truth, that's no good. Why don't you get rid of him?
Oh, it's not as bad as all that. He calms down pretty quick and then he's as right as a bank. Besides, with labour scarce like it is and the harvest coming on, this is no time to be sacking anyone.
Well, I wouldn't have a bloke like that hanging around my place for 5 minutes. Well, I suppose you know your own business best. Another drink.
Oh, no, Charlie, this one's on me. Fill them up again, Flora, will you?
But when Jack Smith paid his next visit to town a fortnight or so later, it seemed that things had gone from bad to worse.
Well, Jack Smith! Why, mate, you're looking pleased with yourself.
Yeah, I done it. I took your advice.
You done what?
Sack Bill Halbert.
Oh, been playing up again, eh?
Yeah, we had a row this morning and he called me for everything. Took a swing at me, too. But I got out of the way, all right. So I gave him his notice.
How'd he take it?
Not so good. Flew off into the worst rage I've ever seen. Fair dinkum, Charlie. He was like a maniac for a while.
Did he go for you?
No, not exactly. But he was swearing blue murder and kept saying he'd get square with me. I don't mind telling you, I'll be glad to see the last of him.
Hasn't he gone yet?
No, his notice doesn't cut out till Saturday.
Couldn't you have paid him his money?
Well, I offered to, but he wouldn't take it.
So he's still there, eh? What have you done with your wife and kid?
Oh, they're still at home, too.
You mean to say you've left them with a crazy galoot like that?
Oh, he won't try any funny business.
I wouldn't be so sure. I've seen them go like that before. It's the loneliness, you know. Drives some of them clean off their rocker. And then just about anything's likely to happen.
Well, maybe I was silly to leave him, but I never thought of anything like that. I say, Charlie, do you think you could spare an hour or so and drive out with me and just make sure everything's okay?
Why, too right I can. Come on, let's go.
During the drive out, neither man was talkative. And as they approached Smith's farm, each seemed to be filled with a sense of grim foreboding. They reached the homestead at last.
Say, that's odd.
What is?
Why, the wife always comes out on the veranda when she hears the car coming. Never misses. There's something wrong, Charlie. I can feel it. I'm almost scared to go inside.
Now, you stick around here. I'll go in and take a look around.
Well, would you mind, Charlie?
Of course not. Won't be long. Mrs. Smith? Are you there, Mrs. Smith? Charlie Stanner. Mrs. Smith? Are you...
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh. Charlie! Hey! What is it, Charlie? What's the matter?
Listen, I don't think you'd better go inside, Jack.
What's happened? It's something terrible. I can see by the look in your face. You've got to tell me. I must know. Is it the wife?
Yeah.
Not dead?
Yeah.
How? Answer me.
She was murdered. With an axe, I think.
The kid? What about the kid? Where is she?
The kid, too.
Oh.
Listen, take it easy, Jack. Take it easy, will you, mate?
It was Albert. I should have known. It's my fault leaving him there. If ever I lay my hands on him,
Wait a minute. There's nothing you can do to Bill Halbert.
You mean?
He's inside, too.
Dead?
Yeah. Strung himself up from a rafter. Jack. Hey, Jack, where are you going?
Inside. I gotta go inside.
Don't be a fool, will you?
Let go of me.
Listen, you're not going in there, I tell you. You're coming straight back to town with me. Now, be quiet. We got to report to the police. It's the best way, Jack. It's not very pretty in there. The sight of it would stick in your mind for a long time, mate.
Yeah. I suppose you're right.
Oh, come on.
All right. Let's get started.
In due course, the report of the ghastly tragedy reached police headquarters in Perth. The commissioner sent for one of his most experienced men, Detective Charles Muller.
Come in, Muller. There you are.
Yes, sir. What is it, sir?
I want you to take a trip up to a little place called Bruce Rock, Muller.
Right, sir. What's it doing?
Oh, just a straightforward case. Murder and suicide on a farm. You know the kind of thing. Hired hand goes berserk, kills father's wife and kid with an axe, then hangs himself.
What was the motive?
Well, it seems that the hired hand had been sacked that morning and threatened to get even.
He certainly chose a drastic way of doing it. Has there been an inquest yet?
No, it's scheduled for next Monday. All I want you to do is put in an appearance and formally tie up any legal loose ends that the local police might have overlooked.
Okay, sir. I'll catch this evening's train.
But the tragedy hadn't yet run its full course. When Detective Muller reached Bruce Rock, it was to learn that Halbert had had his full measure of revenge.
Just a couple of hours ago it happened, sir. Nasty kind of thing altogether.
You say Smith had been in a bad way ever since the tragedy out of the farm?
Yes, sir. Kind of demented, as you might say. Couldn't sleep at night or settle down to work. Had to get neighbors in to do the harvesting for him. Used to break down every now and then and cry for hours.
Mm-hmm. Acute melancholia, huh?
Well, you see, sir, he kind of blamed himself for the whole business. Reckoned if he hadn't been silly enough to leave his wife and kids alone with Halbert, it would never have happened. Poor devil. I can imagine how he must have felt.
As a matter of fact, that's the one thing that puzzles me, too.
What is, sir?
Why he left them alone with Halbert. Anyhow, then let's talk about that now. Tell me what happened today.
Well, sir, Smith had been moping around the town all morning. He came to the station about lunchtime, looking pretty miserable.
Good day.
Hello, Jack. How are things?
Well, not so good.
What's doing?
Any news? A detective's on his way up here from Perth. A bloke named Muller. Pretty good man, they say.
What's he coming for?
Oh, he's just to fix up about the inquest.
Why can't they let everything be? It's over and done with now, isn't it?
Why did I have to drag it all up again?
It's the law, Jack. There's always got to be an inquest.
That means I'll have to give evidence, I suppose.
Of course.
Answer more questions. Go through the whole business again. It's not fair. I shouldn't have to do it. Haven't I had to endure enough as it is?
Now, Jack, there's no need to upset yourself.
Questions! I can't stand any more of it, I tell you. It's driving me mad.
Well, we're only doing our duty.
Duty? Well, I won't get here. I won't see this fellow. He can talk till he's black in the face and I won't ask for a single thing.
Well, there's no need to be like that. We all know how you feel and we're sorry for you.
I won't stand any more of it, I tell you. I won't stand it. You can go to the devil, the whole lot of you.
What's the crazy devil up to? Where in the blazes is he going? Are you driving? You've hit something.
Hey, Smithy! Come back, you fool! Come back!
No!
You see, sir, he dashed out and into his car, drove like a madman down the main street, crashed through the lock gate of a paddock, and the next thing we knew, there was an explosion. He'd blown himself to pieces with a plug of dynamite. Poor fella.
The whole case might have ended then and there, and certainly would have, had it not been for Detective Muller. A fortnight later, he was back in Perth, reporting to his chief.
Well, you certainly took a long time to round off a clear-cut case, Muller.
No, it's not quite as clear-cut as all that, sir. There are just one or two points I think you should know.
Oh? What are they?
Well, first, I checked in Halbert's hometown. Everyone agreed he was a shy, sober young man, completely placid-tempered.
That doesn't prove anything.
Secondly, I've learned that 3 months ago, Smith came to Perth on a visit and insured his wife for £2,000, with himself as beneficiary.
Go on.
And finally, sir, according to the pathologist's report, Albert was killed by strangulation at least 6 hours before Smith's wife and child were murdered.
Good heavens. You mean to say...
I mean to say, sir, that Smith deliberately spread a false report of Halbert's vicious temper and then killed all three of them.
Out of the night comes the whispering voice of the night wind with stories that are...
amazing.
Mysterious, thrilling.
Baffling.
Strange. But true.